Yeah. doing to that. We should also mention the one, the only, the greatest, Mr. Matt Cameron on the drum kit. It's a room. It's more of a park. It's more of a small town. There's one thing I noticed, and it's also a really fucking giant scoreboard. It's the biggest scoreboard I've ever seen. But what is interesting? I don't know anything about Swede Bank. There may be other bands who keep their money here, but we're just back home in Seattle, but I did read that this was at once called Swede Bank Arena when they first opened it, maybe just a couple years ago, yes. But they named it after the nonprofit organization that's against bullying, is that correct? We've got that song Jeremy that was 22, 23 years ago. And that was based on a kid that I knew, which was 20 years or 10 years before that, you know? So it's been going on a long time, and the one thing that really does keep them, I mean, here at least you don't have, they're not getting a hold of guns and things, or hopefully most times, they don't have as easy access as they do in the States. I mean, in the States, when they give you your check at a restaurant, you get a free gun, usually. It's kind of an after dinner gun. Mint or a gun, I don't, but the one thing that can help it is really helping, you know, the people. The best thing you can ever hear when you go to like a parent-teacher conference is that the teacher says, your kid is the one who always talks to the kid in the corner that no one else will talk to. That's the best thing there is. It's the one thing. Because I do believe it seems like everyone has a light inside. It's just the ability to open the window, and sometimes they need somebody else to open their shade. So I just want to applaud Swede Bank for taking their name off the building and putting this organization on it. And here's to the Friends Arena, and we're happy to play.